Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Happy Halloween, happy Friday, welcome to the show, guys. My name is Moose, that's Breezy, or some of you can call me Coach this morning.
Oh, God. Check our Instagram for that one. 98PXY Rochester, full, fun, humor-filled video for you, or at least that's what some people are saying.
50 for the high today, and what you see outside is what you get. The perfect weather for Halloween. Let's get after it this morning.
It's literally pouring. Moose is like perfect weather. All the kids have to wear rain jackets over their costume.
It is. Listen, this puts me in the mood. I know there's a lot of people that feel the same. I know for a fact that everyone listening right now has at least one friend who constantly posts ugly photos of the rest of the friend group on their social, but as long as they look good, who really cares?
Right.
We have a friend in our group. Let's call her Amanda.
Okay.
And Amanda loves taking photos of the group when we go out. Last weekend, she posted a photo of the group, and every single one of us looked hideous except her.
Oh.
And I'm like, what's your deal?
Yeah, what?
She goes, what? I look cute. I said, great. What about the rest of us? Connor has food in his mouth. Hunter is sneezing. And usually the polite thing to do after taking a photo with other people, you know, is to ask, hey, is this okay to post? You mind if I put this up? The answer
okay,
is probably going
to
be no.
That's a little crazy to ask what you can put on your own social media.
If it involves, no, it's not. If it involves a bunch of other people, why wouldn't you ask?
If I take a group photo with my big group of friends and there's 14 of us, I'm not going to go to every single person and be like, are we good? Can I get a permission slip signed?
You should at least go to the people who look hideous and ask as a common courtesy.
No.
You mind? She doesn't care. She's just like you. And I know some of you have friends just like that. Everyone else can look like complete garbage, but as long, or some of us in this photo look like we've all been exposed to radiation, but our friend Amanda looked great. She's posting that photo. And I asked her once, I said, hey, could you maybe not post that one because my eyes are closed? And she laughed and said, no, it's fine. You all look cute in your own way.
I'm dead. That's basically her saying you all look ugly.
Yeah, exactly.
She looks amazing.
Exactly. I was like, you have to be kidding me right now. She just doesn't care. So now I just, I what am I going to do? I try not to take photos with her.
Really?
585.
When the camera comes out, you go or run it.
I'm going the other direction. 585-252-9800. Text or call us because we want to know, do you have a friend like Amanda, the one who only posts photos where they look good, everyone else looks like they're mid-cry or mid-fart? What do you do about it? I feel like we all just get to a point now where we either accept it or when we see her pull her phone out, we're like, okay, let's bail.
Okay, so here's the thing. The only reason, and I mean only reason, this is like even acceptable to do and to continue to do,
yeah,
and post is because it's a, although I am anti-group photo on a dating app, it does elevate you if everyone in the photo looks like garbage around you and you are the bright, shiny object in the photo.
So that's a tactic if you want to look good and stand out in a dating app?
Yeah, if it's your profile. And because here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to post a group photo and have yourself be the ugliest one in the photo. Because it's like, people
no.
are going to slide and be like, who's your friend next to you? Like, I'm well, not of interested course. In you, but who's your friend?
It's hard. I mean, I don't know why people ever do. Why do you even post group photos on a dating app and use that as a default pick?
No, I know. I think
you
it's
have
crazy.
2 seconds to get someone's attention. They got to look at 14 different people and guess which one are you. Like,
yeah.
Who taught you to do that?
No,
it's
I
a horrible
know.
Idea.
It is a horrible idea.
And no shade on my cousin Jessica. I love her. But when we were in Italy,
she did it.
This girl couldn't take a photo if her life depended on it. She printed out group photos of us. And as a gift, she gave the photos to my mom.
Uh-huh.
And my mom looks like she's either constipated or has her eyes closed in every one. Don't worry, though. Cousin Jessica looked like a model, so
of
who cares?
Of course she did.
But my mom, in all the photos, I'm like, oh, man, this is not.
That's rough.
This is kind of rough.
That's really rough. Yeah.
But some of us, yeah, we have friends who do it. And I know, especially you, I know you have friends who do it.
Well,
can't help ourselves.
I mean, here's the thing about my friends. Like, I have one friend group who's like so chill, doesn't care. And then I have another friend group who is like the second the person's index finger is off of the camera button, someone is ripping the phone out of their hand. It doesn't matter if it's their phone or not. Delete that right now.
Right.
I can't have anybody see that. Okay. You have one pimple. Relax.
I know. We're all.
It's not that deep, Jennifer.
We're all
it's not.
A little obsessed with ourselves. I'm sure we can agree on that. But it's just a common courtesy. I needed to point that out because, Amanda, we're all just sick and tired of her crap.
Are you boycotting her from the group? Or at least banning her from taking photos.
That's what we have to do.
This person says, LOL, yes, I have that one that always takes a bad photo and she always takes terrible pictures of everyone. And to be honest, I will literally run in the opposite direction every time she pulls her phone out. Yep.
Somebody just texted in. This is my dad. My dad takes amazing shots, but when it comes to my mom, all of them are hideous. But my dad will only post the ones that are great of him. Yeah, typical dad.
Mm-hmm. Classic. Absolutely classic. Or the person who's trying to take a... Okay, why is nobody talking about this enough? The person who's trying to take a selfie is always the one with the shortest arms. And then they're like, wait, can you hold it? And I feel like the person who always is holding the selfie is like, their head is jumbo and everyone else's is
huge.
Is minuscule behind. It's like the person who's taking the selfie always ends up pulling the shortest stick. And I will die on that hill. I will die on that hill.
What was the most perfect selfie ever taken? It was at the Academy Awards. Everybody was in it. Do you remember that?
No.
Ellen, Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt. I think maybe Jennifer Aniston. You don't remember that selfie pic? Now, that was a good selfie. Mm-hmm. But rule of thumb, the shortest person with the shortest arms should not be holding the
camera. Bring back the selfie stick.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98
P. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Halloween. One of the things adults, especially kids, might be experimenting with or toying with tonight is Ouija boards.
Ooh, spooky.
You guys ever notice how every bad story starts with a Ouija board ending the same way? We were just playing around. No one ever just plays with that thing.
No.
So the board says goodbye on the bottom for a reason. And if you've ever used one, you know that goodbye doesn't always mean whatever you were communicating with is gone. Mm-hmm. On the phone with us is Eileen from Rochester, who wants to shed some light on what not to do tonight if you do have plans to use a Ouija board. Hi, Eileen, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, good morning.
What's the tea, sister?
I take this very, very seriously. This holiday, I know there's a lot of parties and everything going on, but, you know, anyone thinking about playing with a Ouija board, don't do it. Oh. Just don't.
This was literally Moose circa what year? 2003?
Like 05, yeah. I had a couple experiences myself, but so tell us why you're so against it.
Well, you know, everyone thinks it's fun, and you know, it's a little game. But anyone that thinks that way, they're just setting themselves up. They're setting themselves up for distress. They're setting themselves up for bad luck. Mm-hmm. And you know, children and especially parents that treat Ouija boards like they're a little like party game. Look, I'm telling you right now, they're not. They are not.
Yeah, because some people. I mean, you can buy one. Pretty much anywhere. I mean, back in the day, you could pick one up at Toys R Us. You know what I mean? It glowed in the dark. You know, it was a party game.
I am back in the day. I'm 62, okay? I am back in the day.
Right.
So I'm telling you right now, they are not toys. So anyone listening, just put it away. Do not take this out around your kids. Do not let them play with it. They're not a toy.
Did you have a personal experience with one when you were a kid?
Yes. Yes.
What happened?
Tell us.
When I was 16, my friends and I, we pulled one out during, you know, a sleepover. We thought it would be fun. You know, you started off, you know, the lights are off, the candles, you know, the whole nine yards, the whole thing. And we started asking, you know, silly questions like, you know, does Mike like Cheryl, all those kinds of things. And I swear that planchette started moving and spelling out names. And then at one point I asked them, like, who's here? And that planchette started spelling out my grandmother's name.
Yikes.
Okay. What? And my grandmother had just passed away just like a few months before.
Oh, how did that make you feel?
Yeah, what?
Right, like what you just said.
Like, yeah, to catch anyone up to speed, Eileen from Rochester is on the phone with us telling anyone listening who plans on playing with a Ouija board, especially children,
not
to do it for a number of reasons, this being one of them. But I've always been taught too, like I remember 22 years old, a bunch of us from the radio station, we went to my buddy's house at night, we all started playing with one, and my grandpa had just passed away. And I had the same exact experience, I kid you not, where it spelled out Alfred on the board.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
When you're younger, you don't really kind of understand what this is really all about, what a Ouija board is supposed to do. Ultimately, the goal is to communicate with pretty much anyone on the other side. It's right. Not like you get to choose whoever shows up. That's basically...
Right, they're coming.
Yeah, and that's a problem.
That's exactly right. And that night, I woke up at around, I don't know, like 3 o'clock, which now we know, you know, 3, 4 o'clock. Now we call that the witching hour, right?
Sure.
Because we know that now. But back then, at 3 o'clock, and my bedroom door was wide open.
And that's unusual.
It's unusual because I always sleep with it closed.
Right.
Okay. And I started to hear these footsteps in the hallway, you know, like my grandmother walked with a walker, right? So I know what her footsteps used to sound like.
Sure.
But these were like these heavy, slow and heavy, you know, kind of like something like that. But everyone else in my house was asleep. From that night on, things were just never the same in my house.
And this was because of the Ouija board directly, you
figure. Oh, I believe so, and I'm going to tell you why. But things were happening, like pictures fell off the wall, you know, and nobody was like walking along that wall, like in the hallway, you know, like where we have like all the pictures, all the family
sure.
pictures, all of a sudden like a picture fall down.
Well, okay? That's enough to creep anyone out.
Yeah.
Well, share with us, Eileen. Tell everyone why, especially a lot of the teens or kids who are listening this morning with their parents. Why should everyone stay away from potentially using a Ouija board?
Why? Okay. Because people think that a Ouija board is like, okay, it's just a piece of cardboard, but it's not. It has that planchette, that triangle, mm-hmm. it's an invitation, okay? When you're moving that little triangle around, you are sending an invitation. You're asking, who's there? Okay.
Right.
Who's there?
Right.
That's what the problem is.
And you don't get to choose who answers.
Correct. That's it. Bingo. Okay, honey? Bingo. Because you don't get to choose who answers. It's like you opened up your front door at midnight and you're yelling something like, hey, anyone want to come in? Okay. Okay. Your grandma's spirit might come, you know, might show up and, oh, okay, I'm talking to grandma, but you know what? It could be anybody.
Right.
Anybody.
Wow. Okay. There are rules to using this thing. There are rules that kids don't really understand either. If you were to use it, and I'm not saying you should, but if you were to use a Ouija board, what are the rules?
Well, I mean, first of all, you're supposed to start off your session by saying who you are, like introduce yourself, okay?
Sure.
And then say what kind of spirit you want to speak to. Like, who do you want to speak to? What kind of spirit you want to speak to? And then the most important thing is how you close the game, okay? You need to always say goodbye at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never did that.
And Moose was just like, see ya.
Deuces. I closed it, put it in the box, and was peacing out. No. Yeah, it was bad.
You don't close that board the right way. If you leave it, it's like leaving your door wide open, okay? That's when all the bad things start coming through.
It's basically a portal.
Thank you. That's
sure.
the word that I was looking for.
Yeah.
That is exactly the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
You opened up a portal, and now things can come in and out. No.
This was helpful. And, you know, obviously...
Very on brand for Halloween.
Yeah. I mean, people are going to do what they want to do, and that's fine. But if you were going to do it, you should probably know what the rules are if you're going to use something like this. Because, I mean, back in the day, Pisano and Sandy on Halloween made me go to Mount Hope Cemetery alone. I put a Ouija board on I don't know whose grave. And then when I was done using it, I threw it in the box and peaced out. And bad things took place for like weeks on end. Car accidents.
Oh my gosh.
It was terrible. But I didn't know anything about it. It was just for fun. You don't think about that stuff.
How long does that stay with you?
It stayed with me for a good month.
Yeah.
Okay. But the whole thing just like haunted me forever.
Eileen, thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to get to some messages right now. Thanks for coming on this morning with us real quick.
Oh, I thought it was important because, you know, here we are, Halloween, and, you know, and things happen.
It makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense.
All right, Eileen. Well, I hope you have the best day, and thanks again. Happy Halloween.
Thank you, guys. Happy Halloween to you, too.
She freaked me up.
Yeah, I'm a little freaked out, to say the very least.
Melissa says, I agree with everything Eileen spoke about. My daughter's friend brought one to a sleepover last year. And I told her mom, if that board comes out, I'm coming to pick her up. You don't play with things you don't understand, and you don't tamper with that type of energy.
Well, we understand, based on just this past conversation alone this week, is I don't think parents are always going to tell you the truth.
That's right.
About that kind of stuff.
Stories like this make you wonder how much of this stuff is actually a game. Maybe some doors really are better left closed.
I really don't believe in it.
Okay.
At all. I don't.
Okay, we don't have time. It's BXY Mornings. Happy Halloween. BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Happy Halloween. Happy Friday. Favorite Halloween costume of all time was 7 years old and my father humiliated me.
Is that when he put the trash bag on you?
Yeah.
That's your favorite?
It was, because it's the most memorable.
It's original, yeah.
Yeah, because originally, original. I don't know if any of you remember Zorro.
No.
Come on.
I fear that was before my time.
Well, no, it was before my time, too. But he was the masked crusader. And he had a mask, he had a sword, he rode around on a horse.
Yes.
Antonio Banderas played him. Not to be confused with the clothing store Zara.
No, that's literally what I was thinking. I'm like, wait, what?
But anyways, I had a pencil-thin mustache, and I needed the sword, and we lost the sword. And my father was like, well, you got black pants on. Let's just switch it up. He went in the kitchen and put a black trash bag over me. I go, what is this? He goes, you're a California raisin. I go, what? So I walked around the neighborhood.
Oh, my. Was it raining at least?
I don't remember, but I had one of those plastic orange Halloween
buckets.
And a black trash bag over me. I'll bring this story up to my father now. He will not remember.
No, he's like, I don't recall. I wasn't there. I think that some of my favorite Halloween costumes were the ones that were the most original, that I either handmade myself or bought, but they were not something that everyone was buying. One year, I went as a magazine. I bought that one. So I had a little face cut out. It was like a Sports Illustrated magazine. So my face was on like a hot bikini model picture. It was very funny.
How old were you?
I was probably like a freshman in high school, maybe sophomore.
And then, very risque.
I know. You know me, always pushing the envelope. And then one year I went as a credit card. And I made that out of like a poster board, and I carried little shopping bags with me.
Swipe!
Like, cha-ching, cha-ching.
I mean, that's you now.
No, literally. And then one year I made a costume. This was a group or a couple's costume, but it was just me and my best friend. We were like each half of a best friend charm bracelet. So I was one half of the heart. She was the other half, and we were just wearing them around.
See, it's all about being creative. And honestly, I know some of you guys growing up, we're older now, and we miss when mom or dad made our costume for us. It was homemade, you know? It had substance. Now, sure, you can go to Spirit, you can go to Arlene's Costumes and drop $80 for some onesie.
Yeah.
But this was more special. I would love to hear from our listeners. Some of you are weighing in. 585-252-9800. What was the most memorable? Megan from Fairport says, what's up, Moose and Breezy? Favorite Halloween costume of all time was when I dressed up as a traffic cone and I painted an old lampshade orange wore it on my head. People still talk about it years later.
I don't think they do.
Do they? I'm not throwing shade, Megan.
I fear they...
Who's still talking
they
about...
They don't. I fear they don't.
People are still talking about that?
I don't think they are.
I don't think so.
Doubt it.
Ooh. Who is? Let's go over to... guys, what's up? It's Devin. Hands down, favorite costume was when my buddies and I went as the cast of Scooby-Doo. I was Shaggy. We were all super high, but it was a lot of fun. We got free pizza.
Okay, pop off.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up.
Pop off.
Smoke it if you got it.
What are some Halloween costumes that are absolutely timeless that you will see every year again and again and again and again? No matter if it's a child or if it's a adult.
Oh, Paula Deen.
Paula Deen?
Yeah, everybody's always dressing up as Paula Deen.
I don't even know who that is.
What are you talking about? She was like the legit Martha Stewart before Martha Stewart. She's baking pies and everything, really high cholesterol. Heavy set woman. That's Paula Deen.
So my dad, this is when my parents met. First day they actually ever met. They were set up, not on a blind date, but the person who was pushing them to go out together was like, come to this Halloween party. He's going to be there. I said this to my mom.
Your dad's going to be there.
My dad's going to be
okay,
there.
Okay, got it.
This was back in the 80s. And my mom's like, goes to this party, probably looking fire, right, looking around for him. And my dad is wearing a full live real pumpkin on his head with little holes for the carve-out.
He's such a vibe, your dad. Let me guess, he was crushing blue lights?
No. How are you drinking blue lights with a pumpkin head on? We just don't know. But he did it. Don't you worry.
And that's how...
So my mom was like looking around for him, like, where is he? Where is he? And she goes, it's not the guy with the pumpkin on his head, is it? They're like, that's him. It's like, oh, okay. Goes on to have two children with him. And that's how I was born.
That night. Oh, that's so great. Hey, Moose and Breezy, favorite costume ever was my mom's idea. I was a headless man in fifth grade with a cane. She rigged this fake neck. I carried my head under my arm. Kid screamed. It was so awesome. Yeah. Moose, what are you talking about? Paula Deen, question mark?
Literally, is that the girl who does sausage? Who is that?
Who's that?
Who is Paula? Is she Paula a baker?
Yeah, she was like one of the, you know, Susie homemakers. She liked to bake. Everything she made was just covered in lard and fat.
Oh, I just Googled Paul Deen. He's a singer. All right, I'm on somewhere else.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.